This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Emergency officials in Colorado Springs have unveiled a response framework should more new immigrants arrive in the city. This includes identifying partner agencies and their capacities to help. Council President Randy Helms says it's important to plan for things you may not want to happen.
But you still have to plan. And so by planning, you're bringing out all the good and bad that can happen and then be able to react to it.
Both the city and El Paso County have said they're not so-called sanctuary communities. Mayor Yemi Mobolade has repeatedly said the city is not currently in a crisis. Colorado Congressman Ken Buck is asking members of the Biden administration to remove President Joe Biden from office. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The Eastern Plains Republican has introduced a resolution in the House calling on Vice President Kamala Harris and other members of the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove the president. Buck's resolution details times Biden has appeared to confuse the people and events he was speaking about, and it cites a recent special counsel report that claimed Biden has memory problems, claims the president has forcefully pushed back against. Buck has been consistently opposed to Republican efforts to impeach Biden, but said the president's mental and physical faculties are not up to the challenges of the moment. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The wildland fire that began Sunday on the Air Force Academy grounds near Colorado Springs was 20% contained by last night. Academy officials said it was no longer spreading. Residents of two housing complexes on the grounds were told they no longer need to prepare to evacuate. Officials said the expected snow in the area today would help put out the fire. A series of snow squalls rushed across the Front Range this morning, creating whiteout conditions. Nine News reports there was a snow squall warning issued for Denver, the first time that's happened since the National Weather Service began issuing them a few years ago. This is CPR News.